Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Damien Havenon with your 7 News briefing for Monday, January 10. American actor and comedian Bob Saget has died at the age of 65. The Orange County Sheriff's Office confirmed the news on Twitter with a statement earlier today. Just hours before the star's body was found, Saget had posted a photo to Twitter after performing a comedy show at a venue in Jacksonville, Florida. Saget was best known for his role as Danny Tanner for 8 seasons of the beloved sitcom Full House and its spin-off Fuller House, which ended in 2020. He was also a host of America's Funniest Home Videos and the narrator and future Ted in How I Met Your Mother. Full House co-star John Stamos has led the tributes, writing that he was broken and gutted by the news. No cause of death has been released. Australia's supermarket giants have warned it will take weeks before bare shelves are restocked and that further purchase limits may be introduced. Shoppers have been left frustrated as meat, fresh fruit and vegetables, also toilet paper, go missing from stores as surging COVID-19 infections force workers into isolation. Both Coles and Woolworths have told Weekend Sunrise that customers won't be left hungry, but some concessions needed to be made due to the increased demand. New South Wales and Queensland have moved to try and ease pressure on supply chains by relaxing quarantine requirements for close contacts. And a researcher in Cyprus has discovered a coronavirus mutation that combines the Delta and Omicron variants of COVID-19. The scientist from the University of Cyprus has reportedly called the strain Deltacron because of its Omicron-like genetic signatures within the Delta genomes. So far, only 25 cases of the virus have been reported, but the research team believes Omicron will also overtake the so-called Deltacron variant. And that is your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Haffenden.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.